automatically attracted to me. I just started kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss them. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
We're going to build the wall. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Consensus. Give the masses the benefit of the doubt. Is this a democratic process? What about this population out? I think my only fear of death is that it may not be the end. We may be eternal beings. I must do all of this again. Please don't let no such thing be true, though I suspect if I slink back to my enclosure, safe and warm and adequately lit, sufficiently plumbed and ventilated. Well, let's just say I would not shake a stick. And if pressed, I'll admit I'm ecstatic about the original programs implemented to extend our captive lifespans. I'm excited to see what our keepers have planned. Perhaps a bigger cage, longer chains, some compelling novel reasons to remain. Then are we gonna die? Yes, son, both you and I.
But maybe not today. Boys, I bowed to the keeper's whip for so damn long. I think the sad truth is this enclosure is where your old man belongs. But you, your hearts are pure when the operant conditioners come to break you in. I sink my squandered teeth. You grab your little brother's hand, run like the wind. And if I'm not there, don't look back, just go. I don't give a fuck about the original programs implemented to extend our captive lifespans. Motherfucker, gonna get a load of what I got planned.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Razor Cake podcast. My name is Kurt Morris, and I'm here to guide you through about 10 propaganda songs today. Why propaganda songs? Why, Kurt, are you doing an all-propaganda podcast? Well, recently, sometime this year, in 2022, I found a podcast called Unscripted Moments, a podcast about propaganda, hosted by two big propaganda fans, Greg and Keith. And there's about, as of this airing, 75, 80 episodes. And I've become a huge fan, binging it, to the point where I actually did an interview for Razor Cake with Greg and Keith that may be up on the site by the time this airs. If not, it should be soon, hopefully. Just talking about the podcast and how they go in depth. They interview other musicians about propaganda. They talk to the band members sometimes. They take a deep dive into each song. There'll be covers of the songs on there. Usually each episode is 2-3 hours, but it flies by, and it's totally a great way to get into some of the history and understand some of the context that's going on with each of the Propaganda songs. So I've been listening to a lot of Propaganda. That's the point. And I really am not into their early few albums, pop punk albums. I really don't feel like the band became who they are until Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes, until Todd Kowalski was added on bass and vocals. And so I have taken 2 songs from every album since then. So 5 albums, 2 songs, 10 songs on this thing. Just random songs, not necessarily my favorites or my least favorites, just songs I chose. And the first one you heard there was Adventures in Sucosis, which is their last song on Victory Lap, their latest album, 2017. It's been 5 years, guys. Time to put out another one. And I just love in that song the idea of Chris basically saying, like, it's too late for me, but my kids still have a chance. And he has this idea of, you know, fighting the system, like, going to show those motherfuckers what I got planned, you know, while his kids escape. And this idea of rebellion in the midst of a system that doesn't seem like there's any way out of it. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to people reading the interview with Greg and Keith when it's out, because I think a lot of what Propaganda does and says has changed over the years in good ways. And a lot of it's about shining the light back on ourselves and how can we exist in a society that seems so unjust and difficult. And coming up next, we got Albright Monument Baghdad, which may have been like kind of my gateway drug with Propaganda, off of Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. This song, I remember when I heard it back in 2000, 2001, it made me so angry, in a good way. The content being that, like, we have a monument to Harry Truman who dropped multiple bombs on Japan, killing thousands of people, and we praise that. And same thing we do in Iraq and other things, praising war, and it's just totally fucked up that we live in a world that way, that we promote warriors and not people who try to bring peace. So that said, it's also a great musical song. Albright Monument Baghdad by Propaganda off of Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes on the Razor Cake podcast. Enjoy.
Whitey's best friend and his sister was died a decent burial for 2 days. 2,000 flame, the island with the shower on a tiny body. And all the different trails that lead to all those that lead to all these password scenes where others collateral damage waiting to be happening. It's the mind foreseen. Fucking Pentagon, but you drill today's bad regime. Just the Red Scare of yesteryear. And I drink myself to sleep cause I'm losing faith. That we can't amount to anything more than reluctant human subsidies. The moving parts of the death machine, protecting their complicity, fighting for somebody else to throw the bodies in the dirty gears. I drink myself to sleep because I'm losing faith that we hear in the cradle. Influence can cease. A sickening cry for individual strength through state power swinging fists. That will never look back and laugh at the irony that is atomic murderers enshrined in Independence, USA. Well, 8,000 miles from here, in the cradle of democracy. Cottage industry,
I wish you all in the corner of George and Constantine. I started scrabble to recast his decapitated monument.
Silver ball, patriots, anti propaganda. Take titties, duty, dumb, freedom to life. Shit's up, I'm close, they've been calling star up over Curtis, mother, nearly never fucking mouth. Machine guns, rage, cake, secure, beers, all high. Liars in the house, bottles in the house. We're doomed, fucking doomed, fucking doomed, fucking doomed, fucking doomed, fucking doomed, fucking doomed. Flush away the free rage buys and shit. The white radicals devoured, protesting colonial past. Three black cotton nails stuck to their ass.
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard more propaganda songs. What else did you expect? It's a podcast about propaganda today. Starting things out there, we had Albright Monument Baghdad off of Today's Empire's Tomorrow's Ashes. Following that, we had Super Bowl Patriot 36 off of Potemkin City Limits on Fat Records. Very quick one there, sung by Todd the Rod. Following that, we jump back to Victory Lap, Call Before You Dig, kind of a fun, upbeat song on Epitaph. And closing that set out there was Duplicate Keys Icaro off of Failed States on Epitaph. Duplicate Keys Icaro, all about going on a drug trip. Chris Hanna did... Oh, I forget the name of the drug. It was something like mescaline or peyote, something like that. And he actually talks about it really well. He actually wrote it up and talked about it in his Patreon. So if you don't subscribe to that, it's really great. You get a lot of insight. Different podcasts where Chris talks about the background behind the stories of each song. And yeah, you can interact with him. He's a very nice guy, but he goes really in-depth about Duplicate Keys Icaro. He had a really good trip, and then I think he had like one or two bad trips, and it's interesting to hear what that did to him. But in that song, he's talking about how his first trip that was good, he realized the universe just comes down to love, and I think that's pretty great. Coming up here, we have another Failed State song, Lotus Gate. And I'll just leave it at that. Enjoy it, folks. I'll catch you on the backside.
I have this recurring nightmare. Flitting pitch and broken feet. Frozen solid to the freezing pavement. I turn away as if I do. This childhood memory, a biomass streaming from the driver's seat, to turn away from my unfolding horror, but he could not undo what I had seen. We never spoke.
I could have swore I heard a cadence of iron fists in velvet gloves. The Cheshire grins, the crippling Judas kiss, the crescently sinking ship. The purpose of this new counterintelligence endeavor is to expose, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or rather lies, neutralize any parade that you can jump in front of, any long years of hard work that ain't yours. Sometimes I wonder if you just can't help yourself. Overhead, but thirsty vultures circle patiently, offer condolences and whisper bitter eulogies. Yes, comrades come as thick as thieves, but you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing. With friends like these, who the fuck is Quintel Pro? With friends like these, who the fuck is Quintel Pro?
The day the Equinox arrived, our pilgrimage began. 1,200 miles of cruise missile to our holy land. We're fucking stoked, unlike we've been since we were pimple pubis teens.
And he still has sense.
From every corner of the world, our fellow maniacs arrived to prove the meaning of the dudes that not been lost in time's antiquity, but had survived to make this monumental sign. They say you can't relive the past, but as the lights went down, it all came rushing back. Half a life away the night, for the first time in a lonely life, young soul took flight. They stole the stage of flash and rage, we all screamed terminate. I half headed a whale shivering, breathing my face. I didn't care, could not impair this rhapsodic transcendental state. When the music died, two ends of time had been nearly tied. Descending lights had scorched the flames, returning kings back to reclaim lost disciples that had remained.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Hopefully you've liked the things that you've heard so far, because we're coming near the end, folks, bringing it on home. In that set you heard Lotus Gate off of Failed States. And we heard another song from Potemkin City Limits, Name and Address Withheld. And following that was With Friends Like These, Who the Fuck Needs COINTELPRO, off of Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. That was another good one for me to educate me. I think when I first heard that in like 2000, 2001, I think I'd heard of COINTELPRO. But then I believe on the CD-ROM they had some information about COINTELPRO, so I learned even more. That album was really, you know, Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes was really kind of like a way for me to learn more, especially the added content. You know, I started picking up Chomsky and things like that, and just it spread from there. So a great album to go with a lot of politics on there in not an overbearing, beat you over the head way. And the last song was from supporting cast, The Banger's Embrace, which is all about the time as adults that some of the members of Propagandhi went to see Sacrifice play in Toronto. And that was kind of like reliving their childhood because they were big Sacrifice fans. With Sacrifice as a metal band from Canada, and they did a reunion show in Toronto. And I know Chris went. I'm not sure who else went, George or Todd or who, but yeah, it was kind of like really awesome for them to relive that. So it's just a fun, exciting song. Closing things out here, we have Last Will and Testament, also off of Supporting Cast. And Supporting Cast, by the way, was put out by G7 Welcoming Committee and also Small Man Records, too. So kind of a split thing. And then I think at some point it got remastered, and I don't know if Epitaph re-released it. I don't know. But hey, you. You know, anyone has the potential to be a Razorcake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, then lend us a helping hand, you fucking goof. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines, and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you want to support what we do, well, please order a subscription to Razorcake Magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. You get 112 pages of do-it-yourself DIY straight to your door every 2 months. It flies by. It seems like there's an issue out, and then bam, another one's there. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout lane, or even those fake indie websites. Print lives. Razorcake.org/subscribe. And this podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions granted herein are not necessarily those of our grantor. Although, let's be honest, they would probably admit Propagandhi is pretty awesome too. So hopefully you've heard some Propagandhi you like. If you haven't been a fan, maybe this will turn you on to some of their stuff. If you are a fan, you know, keep on trucking anyway. This has been a Razorcake podcast. I'm Kurt. Closing things out here, we got Last Will and Testament from Supporting Cast, the final song on Supporting Cast. Hope you all are doing well out there. Until next time, adios.